July 1, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Ouch! That hurt! Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, my prophet, my priest and king, when you are calling me not to conform to the norms of my society, give me ears to hear and courage to obey. Read Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 50. The sign of Jonah. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." He answered, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now something greater than Solomon is here. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, 'I will return to the house I left.' When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation." Jesus' mother and brothers. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Reflect. Are there passages in Scripture that challenge your understanding or make you uncomfortable? The temperature of the conflict with the Pharisees is rising, and here Jesus turns up the heat. Earlier in the chapter, he claimed to be Lord of the Sabbath and to be greater than the temple. He now claims to be greater than Jonah and Solomon. His accusers, already described in verse 34 as a brood of vipers, he now sees as members of a wicked and adulterous generation, and they are the subject of the brief example of the exorcism. The offense given to the Pharisees is undoubtedly less sharp than the hurt felt by Jesus' brothers, and especially by Mary, on hearing his response to their arrival. We hear Jesus' words and exclaim, "Ouch!" If we are honest, we are horrified by this apparent lack of respect and affection, especially in the light of the commandment to honor your father and your mother. Whenever Jesus seems to contradict our assumptions and priorities, we should not be too quick to explain his words away, but take his challenge seriously. Do we sometimes use our obligations to our families as an excuse for neglecting obedience to Jesus? Notice, too, the remarkable status accorded to his disciples. What effect do these words have on you as a follower of Jesus today? Apply. How important is the shed blood of Jesus in your life? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, where there are Bible passages that I find challenging to understand and apply, help me to hear your voice and respond to what you are teaching me in life-changing ways.